Hello again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, editorial director here at Television Week, and we're here once again to talk about last night's episode of 24. And on the line, we've got co-executive producer Manny Coto. If I can say it, how you doing, Manny?
Manny Coto. Nice to hear from you.
Well, actually, I saw today that it's actually Mandy Moore's birthday today. So there.
Oh, I knew there was a special feeling in the air. There was a reason I was in such a good mood.
There you go. Well, talk about the special and everything. Very interesting episode last night in the fact that we, pretty much ended, the arc that's been, the really big driver for this season, which was the potential explosion of the other atomic, dirty bombs that had been loose,
mm-hmm.
and we finally ended that last night. Well, which brings to an interesting point. At what point do you guys, as writers, decide, this is not going to last an entire season, and how do you decide on how long, if I can call it an arc, I guess, how long it's going to run?
Well, 24 is pretty much written as we go. I mean, we usually sketch out the first four episodes of a season in general, and then pretty much kind of run in front of the train. And really, the arcs usually, write themselves out. And, I think around episode 17 is where the point where we all were saying, we've had enough of the nuclear bombs. We're not going to blow up another one. It's time to, to switch to a complication, in the plot and spin the plot in a different direction. And it's usually, to be frank, very often is where we start looking at each other and we're just bored to death about writing, where's the bomb?
Sure. And so, obviously, a number of weeks before, you decide to wrap this up, you have to obviously start planting some seeds for what else is going to carry us through the rest of the season.
Precisely. Which hopefully we've done our job, come next episode, when you see what's coming next, you'll see that we did plant those seeds.
Right, right. No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And as we know, what it's about is the big shocker at the end of last night's episode. And if anybody hasn't seen last night's episode, I'll warn you now. I'm going to mention what it is so you can turn this off, whatever. But at the end of last night's episode, we find out that Audrey actually is still alive.
That's correct. Big surprise.
Big surprise. And,
it was to us. We didn't know she was alive until she appeared on the episode. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. Well, and then I take it there's some logistic things involved with this, if you can sort of share with me behind the scenes, I guess. One of the things is after that decision is made, then someone's got to, on a practical level, actually contact, her agent and everything and make sure she's actually available to do this, right?
That's right. Well, we'll be sitting in a room and we'll say, hey, that'd be great. That's a great idea. Call Audrey. Call Audrey's agent, and start figuring out, are they around? And we usually do that right away before we know what, we start moving forward on the plot.
Has that actually happened in your memory since you've been with 24, where actually you guys had come up with an idea, but an actor who, you wanted to do something just wasn't available to do it?
I don't remember that specifically. I do remember us pitching some stuff for Chase to find out that he wasn't available or didn't want to do the show again. So,
uh-huh.
So we kind of would stop and say, all right, not Chase.
Right, very did you guys have a backup plan? For example, she wasn't available to continue the role?
Not particularly, no. I think we kind of knew, we had a good idea we wanted to bring her into this. And I think we kind of knew in this situation that she was generally available and that we could probably make it work.
Right. Well, what's so interesting about this business, of course, is, had she, as happenstance would have it, as actors are, if she had made, let's say a show that had been picked up by, to be in another series or something, that sort of mm-hmm. blows that idea, which is...
Right. Well, she was on the Nine.
Oh, I know she was,
Unfortunately for the Nine folks, it didn't go, but...
Right. Well, that actually was that's what I was leading to. So if that had been picked up, you think that it's...
Well, we might have been able to, work around the schedule. It would have been a little more difficult, and it would have been probably, I don't know if she shoots every day, and we probably would have been able to work something out.
Right, Well, I have to say, I think the relationship between... Audrey and Jack, which I think started in season 4, if I'm correct,
mm-hmm.
and obviously was a main driver in season 4. If it didn't start in season 4, right?
It started in season 4.
Yeah, was just I think one of the best things you guys have done. So I think you know, it's a popular character, and you got my lucky stars here that you know, actually hasn't been killed off, and actually is something.
Well, she's Jack's true love, so it's you know, it's hard not to go back to her, and to, we couldn't rightly dismiss her this season.
Yeah, exactly, and yeah, I think the chemistry between her and Jack is very palpable on the screen there, and
mm-hmm.
Looking very much forward to that. So, well, I just want to thank you so much for talking to us today, and I think it was a tremendous episode. Anything that you want to talk about you know, the wrap-up, even though I know that you weren't one of the writers, I know all the writers all the time have, you know, a little hand in all the episodes.
Well, I will tell you something interesting about this episode, and that is the whole ruse that we came up with to fool Fayed into
right.
giving up his thing. That came out of a conversation that in turn sprung up from a visit we had by some terrorism and torture experts who came to the, you know, to 24 and told us, you know, how torture really doesn't work
right.
and in the way we portray it, and you know, could we try new ways to, you know, to interrogate suspects? And in that meeting, one of us suggested, you know, do you guys ever do, you know, complete scenarios where you fake, you know, the individual out, and they said yes, that works very well. So we went. I remember we were in the smoke room. And we decided we were trying to figure out what to do for 17, and we decided, you know, let's take that scenario and try to do, instead of torturing Fayed once we get a hold of him, let's try to do a whole fake out. So that was interesting that it came out of this meeting from these terrorists, I mean, torture experts.
And obviously there's been some controversy about that. I know, and we've talked to both David and to Howard about that in the past. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us about a little behind the scenes. That's very interesting. I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah.
Well, Manny, looking, did you write next week's episode out of curiosity?
I don't believe I did.
Okay.
You forget. I'm so far. We're now working on episode 24, so it's hard for me to look back.
Yeah. Well, let's spend just a moment on that. Now, where are we on episode 24? You guys?
I'm holding what looks pretty much like the final draft.
Wow! Yeah. And you're pretty excited. You think?
Very excited. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Very cool.
Excellent.
And it's been that one was a hard slog. Episode 23 and 24 were difficult, but I think we finally.
When will it go before the cameras? Do you think?
I believe in another week.
Wow! And then when do you hope to wrap up everything for the season?
I think we have 2 or 3 weeks left.
Wow, that's exciting! And then you'll take some time off, or what will Manny do after that?
Manny will probably take a week off, and then we'll be back talking about season 7. We're already talking about season 7.
Fantastic!
There's not a lot of time when you're doing 24 episodes.
I'm sure not. Well, thank you so much. Like I said, I think it was a very interesting episode. Thanks for the behind the scenes, how you got the whole story idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're you know, we're looking for the next 7 hours to see what's going to be happening, you know, with the whole Audrey scenario.
Cool.
Thanks, Manny. Appreciate
Thank you.
It very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.